Take your business to the next level in just 10 minutes a day.
Just 10 minutes a day. That's less time than it takes to enjoy a cup of coffee.
You're tuned in to the 10-Minute Marketer.
10-Minute Marketer.
With David Pollack and Lisa Davis.
We've talked about this in the past, the difference of customer retention and customer acquisition. And acquiring a customer takes a lot of work. But I think what a lot of entrepreneurs do is they overlook the retention and they consider it a cost to have a customer service area and supporting the customer. But I'm going to tell you it's one of the greatest tools you need. And today to discuss it with me is an impression maker, Dr. Joyce Knutson. And she's going to talk about the impression customer service makes and how that can really help us to build our business. So Dr. Joyce, thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure. You know, we live in an age of growth hacking and rock star startups that are taking the world by storm. And as a result, many of us focus on new customer acquisition, even though it can cost seven times more than customer retention. So they need to know that. So while there's nothing wrong with working hard to grow your customer base, it's important to remember the value behind the customers we have and the brand loyalty.
You know, I'll interrupt real quick, I had run a company for a while. I had taken it over, and it had been in trouble, and it had a huge customer database. And the board at that point kept saying, we need to spend money and go out and get new customers. And I agree, we want a new customer, but more importantly is we had this huge database. And so the first thing I did is set up our customer service department and said, not only are we going to reach out to our current customers, we're going to make sure they're using the product correctly, we're going to upsell them on some things, we want to help them in any way possible to build the loyalty. But number two is take anybody who hasn't ordered in 6 months or more and offer them a welcome back special. Because if I could reactivate that customer, whether they ordered 7 months ago or 7 years ago, we have almost no cost to go get that customer and our sales would grow, and it worked.
You were a very smart businessman to do that, because 25% to 40% of the total revenues of the most stable businesses come from returning customers. Even more, steady customers help businesses weather lean economic times. So businesses with 40% repeat customers generated nearly 50% more revenue with similar businesses with only a 10% repeat customer rate.
Well, and you hit on something. That's why a lot of companies that are smart is adding reward programs. The airlines have done it. Now they do it in shopping. But a lot of companies I've consulted with, the accounting department or the accounting people involved, financial officers, whatever, will sit there and say it's a cost. We don't want to add these people. But to me, it can be a profitable section because you can upsell. A lot of people don't know this, but when you do customer service, when you're speaking with a customer, 40% will upsell. You can get them to buy one more item. So that call is no longer a cost. You actually make a sale and it becomes profitable for you. Your customer service should be a profitable department.
That's very true. You know, I can shop anywhere, but I decide to shop at Nordstrom's because Nordstrom's has Nordstrom points. So you might have to spend $2,000 to get a $10 Nordstrom point certificate, but you shop there anyway because you think, well, I'm spending the money anyway. I might as well shop there. So that's how Nordstrom's so huge. People love getting those things in the mail and putting them in their purse and saying, let's go to Nordstrom. And of course, while you're there, you buy something else too.
At one point, I was an executive with Home Shopping, and we had a vendor that was on air, a big name. And the one thing he did is he said, I'm going to go on air and sell the product. And they did it at a great cost. We used to beat him up for the price. But he said, the one thing I'm going to do is build this huge customer service department for you, and I'm going to handle all customer service, and made that part of the contract. We thought we had the upper hand. And this is in the early days. We now learned the lesson. And what he was brilliant at is built this huge customer service department. He'd talk to you and make sure you're using the product right so no one returned it, because that was the kiss of death. And then number two started going, you know what? You should be using our XYZ product. And he would upsell and get you on a subscription of that product. And now all of a sudden, they were direct. So he's making full retail. And it became a multi-million dollar customer service department. And I'm thinking, oh, how brilliant. And so I've watched that model and tried to implement it wherever I can over the years for clients. It's absolutely brilliant and often overlooked.
Go ahead. There's a tool that you can put on your computer called Snippet. Have you heard of that?
Yes, of course.
It's wonderful.
Share it with our listeners.
Because you feature your fans and your content. You go to Snippet, and you have to learn how to use it. It's really easy. You put new, and then you just capture from their website, from Twitter or from anywhere. You can capture something. And so you can take your fan. Let's say your fan is Joe, whatever. You take Joe's profile, and you capture what you want, and you feature it and saying, I appreciate whatever for his content on Twitter. And all of a sudden, they're just like, oh, wow, they go to Twitter, and their notifications is this great snippet about them. They love that. People love to hear their name. They love to see their content on the social sites.
Now, you actually have a course where you teach customer service. Give us, I hate to say I want to take away from that, but let me get a couple tips out of there for our listeners. What would be some of the points?
Obviously,
you're going to go a lot
secrets.
More in depth. Yeah, I do. But you're going to go in more depth, of course. But give us some special things that kind of whet our appetite of things we can do to improve our customer service or build a customer service department, even if it's just one person.
Right. Well, you want to send fans something they didn't think they wanted. And I got a great example. One day I got this huge book in the mail from Twitter, and it was called Tweeps or something. And for the last year, they sent me this huge book of all of my tweets. And I just like, wow, Twitter went to the trouble of sending me this book. I don't know anybody else that does that, but I do it. I take all of my emails people have sent me and put them into a book. And then they see what they said, because a lot of people said they didn't say it. So it's really important to send the fans something, whether it's a box of candy, whatever it is. So find out what they want, they like, and then give it to them. Because people want that. And so sometimes General Electric sends out these awesome Batman books. And so it is very, very important to send them something they didn't want. And the thing is if you want to know what to send them, you look at their photos to see if there's any hobbies or activities they engage in. Look at their posts and see what they like. So you know and what they want. And then they get it in the mail. They weren't expecting it. So it's great to be able to do that.
Well, a nice unexpected surprise. And so if you have a big client and can afford that, that's awesome. I've got one company I do business with, and now out of the blue, I'll get an ebook on a subject that I like that the person had written, and it's totally unexpected. And I'm thinking to myself, I didn't know it was coming. I didn't know they were working on it. They didn't even ask me to buy it. It was just a gift. And they built loyalty. I stay with them and keep ordering from them. And now that we're, you would think I'd see through it. I really didn't connect the dots till just now going, it was brilliant.
Absolutely. You are brilliant. And that's people don't expect something. You just don't go in and just do a tweet. People think that's what you do. You just don't go in and put in a post or put something on LinkedIn that doesn't mean anything to people. If you know that you've got, let's say, investment people in your list of people that you're following, you want to find something on investments. All you have to do is go to Google and find articles on investments and then send them the article. Or if they're featured in the newspaper as a both of us have been. Don't you love it when you get those articles?
I do.
Somebody else sent it. They took the time to send you an article.
I do for a couple reasons. One is sometimes I've been in articles and I didn't know it. So if somebody had not sent it to me, I may not have seen it. And number two, it lets them know they've seen it and appreciate it, and it makes me feel proud. It's like getting an award. So you're
absolutely
right. And that's something that doesn't cost somebody anything.
No, and that's what I'm saying. Things like snippets, that's so easy, featuring your fans and your content. Send them something they didn't expect or they didn't know that they wanted even because they didn't expect it. It was somebody's clever idea that sent it to them. You've got a friend for life there.
So bottom line is in this segment, because we're down to under a couple minutes here, is you want to make sure you handle your customers and engage your customers and provide an additional service besides just the initial purchase. And so whether you're a one-man operation or you have a whole team of people, if you're just one person, take the time out of your day or set aside a little bit of time per week to reach out to your customers, go that extra mile. Follow up. When's the last time they bought something from you? Reach out. Are they using it correctly? Did they get the benefit out of it? Don't be afraid because you're worried about what they're going to say, or they may have questions and you'll research it. A, you'll learn from their questions, and B, you're going to win them over because you've been able to help guide them, and C, you can upsell them on the next item or let them know about other services you may offer. I'll go one further. You can even ask for a referral. So a customer service can actually wind up being very profitable.
Well,
and I know Dr. Jason teaches this.
It's customer appreciation. We appreciate our customers.
I like that.
That's why I came up with it.
I love hearing, well, years ago I heard the word, instead of customer service, a customer care center. And AT&T is where I first heard it, and I've used it in the past. I like yours better, customer appreciation. And I'm going to tell you, Dr. Joyce, Lisa, and myself all appreciate you for listening. Lisa had a personal item, couldn't join us in today's show, but she did send her regards. So for everybody out there, I want to invite you to enjoy that cup of coffee. Go out and have an awesome day. Dr. Joyce, thank you for joining us. And I invite you to visit the10minutemarketer.com. And for all your friends, invite them to check out our podcast, the10minutemarketer.com/iTunes. You can download it and subscribe.